From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. Police in Spain say the man they shot dead west of Barcelona Monday was the driver of the van used in a terrorist attack Thursday. Catalan's interior minister said everything indicates that the 22-year-old Moroccan man was the driver of the van used to kill 15 people during the attack in Barcelona. Earlier, police had said the man was the last member of a 12-person terrorist cell who was still at large. The U.S. Navy has ordered an immediate worldwide operational pause after a guided missile destroyer collided with a merchant ship Monday east of Singapore. It's the second such collision in the past 2 months. 10 American sailors are still missing and 5 have been hospitalized. The ship was heavily damaged in the collision, which took place near the Strait of Malacca, according to a statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet. This is U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis.
The Chief of Naval Operations' broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing. He is going to look at all factors, not just the immediate ones, which will fall rightly under the fleet commander's investigation of what happened to his ship. But this is a broader look at what is happening.
President Trump will explain Monday night why he believes the U.S. should remain committed to Afghanistan. In his nationally televised speech, he's expected to announce the deployment of several thousand additional troops to the country as part of a wider shift in strategy. VOA will have complete live coverage of the president's speech. This is VOA News. Nigeria's president